Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, ecopreneur, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm and bug farmer, and as always, Dr. Bug Lady. Thank you for joining me this hour. It's that time of the year when we start to think about seeding, sowing, and soil preparation. Make sure you have a copy of our latest free catalog. It has what you need to get started, including transplanting and rooting agents, fertilizers and amendments, plant protection, and more. It's available online at www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or if you prefer the phone, you can give us a call on our easy-to-remember toll-free number, 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our helpful specialists will be glad to take your information and make sure you get a catalog in the next couple of weeks. By the way, we always answer our phones with a live person during our regular business hours because we believe that a personal touch is always important. Be sure and check out our Facebook page. You'll find tips, great information, and lots more. You can always follow me on Twitter at DrBugLady. And now I would like to tell you about my very special guest. Jane Schellenberger grew up near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and has a BA degree in history of art. She learned about plants from her botanist, ecologist mother and has been a gardener and plant lover all of her life. After moving west to Colorado several decades ago, she worked as a writer-editor for several publications and founded the regional news magazine Colorado Gardener in 1997. This is her 18th year as its publisher-editor. She's also the author of Organic Gardener's Companion, Growing Vegetables in the West, which is one of my most favorite books, and I highly recommend you have a copy of it. She lives on a 5-acre farmette in Hygiene, Colorado, near Boulder. She's motivated by a love of Colorado's blue skies, semi-arid western landscapes, and wildlife. She has also worked on several successful air and water quality landscapes. And she has just done so much, and it is a delight to have her with me on the show, and I'm now going to ask her to come and join me. Welcome to the show, Jane. How are you today?
I'm just great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you on the show. You are one important lady. You've really figured out how to get your hands around gardening and put it together in a way that everybody can use this amazing Organic Gardener's Companion. I just love that book. So thank you for putting it together.
Thank you very much. It was a labor of love, and it took a long time, but it was well worth it.
Oh, my goodness. It's beautifully illustrated, and I mean, it really is. It's sort of one of my Bibles. So thank you so much for putting it together. It's a good one. For those of you who are listening, definitely want to go to get yourself a copy of it. Let's talk about you and what it was that inspired you about gardening and what made you become a lover of it. So tell us your story. We're interested.
Well, I guess it basically starts with my mother, and she was a botanist. She almost finished an advanced degree in botany, but then she, you know, the war came and she had to raise her kids, so she didn't quite finish it, but she always had gardens, and she always helped my sister and I have our own little gardens. She had a vegetable garden as well, but it was mostly flowers for her, so that's where I got my love and understanding of plants and nature, because she also she gave a large tract of land in Connecticut to the Nature Conservancy and was one of the first people in the area to do so. So I kind of come by that ethic, I guess, by growing up with her. And then when I moved to Colorado, came west, I met somebody who'd grown up on a farm here and knew how to garden, and we dug up the dirt-packed alley behind the house we shared and created the first vegetable garden I'd ever had, and it was quite amazing. Very lush and lots of compost, and lots of kids would stop by on their way to school, and so there was a lot of interaction and questions, and it was fun. And that ever since then, I've had a garden everywhere I lived, and sometimes as a community garden too. So that's the basis of it, and it's just I'm also, I guess you'd call, a plant freak. I just like all kinds of plants, and it's just so satisfying to raise your own food, have plants around, and get together with other gardeners, of course. I'm part of a Boulder Culinary Gardening Group that's got over 200 members, and we have a plant swap and seed swap. We have classes for the community. We have get-togethers, potlucks, share our success and failures, and that's really great. The whole social aspect of gardening is huge and wonderful.
It certainly is, and it really is a community garden. I mean, we have what we call community gardens, but I always think about gardening and how it has such a positive effect on the community, and you make friends and share food and seeds and swap stories, like you say, and as well as just the idea of even swapping recipes and these potlucks. It's amazing how something as simple as gardening brings so many people together. And for me, it just feels, makes me so happy. It just fills my heart with joy all the time.
It's true. It's true.
Your mom was green before green was in the Crayola box, too. To think to think that at that time that she had the foresight to understand how important it is to conserve what we have and protect what we have. That was way before anybody, you know, really understood what we were just on this rampage, it seems like, and still are to a certain extent, of, you know, let's not cooperate with nature. Let's destroy nature. Let's disconnect from nature. And she certainly, you know, I'm sure along with you, she inspired other people too. I'm inspired by her.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think the mainstream population understood the riches that we have. I mean, the continent of North America is not like it exists elsewhere in the world. It's so biologically rich. And it's, you know, to look back and see how what's come to be known as conventional agriculture, which makes you wonder, how do they get that term? It's basically mining the soil, just taking it for our use and then moving on once we've depleted it. And so that's a very old paradigm, which, you know, to some degree still exists, but it's also very heartening to see how many people have embraced this, all these new ideas, which are based on science, of course, and also in part due to the fact that we have these incredible electron microscopes that have enabled us to see all of these microscopic creatures that are in soil, for example, that, you know, maybe scientists knew about before, but not many had actually seen them. So that the unbelievable diversity that exists underground, I think E.O. Wilson said it's something like 10 times the amount of species in underground as exist on top of the ground. So it's really great to see more and more people embracing that and, you know, understanding it, because the technology has enabled us to get it.
And that's what it's really all about, just getting it on an intellectual level, but at the heart level as well. I love this question about conventional, and I thought, well, conventional sort of, maybe it was convenient. but we're talking about traditional, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back in a few minutes. We're going to be talking more with the lovely Jane Schellenberger, and for those of you who are listening, If you have a question for Jane, give her a call at 877-300-7645. She'll answer all your questions about gardening. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is Jane Schellenberger. She's a gardening artist. She is also she's in charge of the news magazine Colorado Gardener since 1997, and she is the author of Organic Gardener's Companion, Growing Vegetables in the West. And I don't care where you live, you need a copy of this book. It is amazing. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. I just feel like if I lived in Colorado, we'd be best friends because I just love everything about you.
Well, maybe we could still be best friends.
Yes,
somehow.
We will. So let's get right to the heart of what you love so much. Tell us what, in your opinion, what are the most important things about organic gardening? Why should people be gardening organically? Whatever, you know, give us your spiel on this.
I guess for me, it's basically about supporting life and all the other life forms that exist on the planet. And humans, you know, are very clever, and unfortunately, we're so clever that we've just kind of we're using everything to our own advantage. But that means kind of consuming. The topic of one magazine article I read was called "Consuming the Wild," and I just think that organic gardening is a way of becoming much more in tune with the natural world, with animals, insects, other kinds of life forms that actually really we wouldn't be here without them. So there's that, and then there's also this unbelievable abundance of nature that exists that a lot of us who live in cities now are a little more cut off from it. But boy, once you start gardening and you just get a packet of seeds and you see the result that you can get if you have healthy soil and you're using these methods, it's astonishing, really. So it's that's kind of the heart of it. And I also feel that because of the massive use of chemicals that's been going on basically since World War II, which, you know, was supposed to be a great boon and has increased production, but unfortunately the quality of the food and then what has happened to the soil is just sort of like this behemoth that's taken off, and I think we really need to revisit our connection to nature and the land and the soil and our own health. So that's basically it, if I answered the question.
Well, and you could go on forever. There's a quote from the Denver Post, and you say, "I'm a firm believer in not using chemicals in the garden. I could never understand why people would want to put poison in their ground." And, I mean, I think all of us that are gardening organically have the same, you know, we're just mystified why that would be anything that we would want to do. It makes no sense. Yet, when we went back to the last segment of the show and we talked about quote-unquote conventional, you know, that's called marketing, great marketing. And, you know, we have to be the advocates of our independence in that we have to be able to discern the difference between what is marketing and what is actually sustained by science, as you said earlier. And so the idea of organic gardening it's so much more. It is our right to do.
Yeah,
that's
true. And I think too, like for example, when you're buying food, or the organic certification is something that was, you know, hard won over a lot of hard work on the part of a lot of different people. And it's really the only system we have that ensures that we don't have a lot of chemicals on the food. And now what you see is natural. Well, natural doesn't mean much in a lot of cases. So it's pretty important. Although there are also, of course, farms that aren't certified that are doing things in, you know, using organic methods. But if you grow your own, it's pretty simple to have healthy, tasty food and more than you can imagine. And it's a nice way to share with other people, too.
Here's another quote of yours, Jane. Our most important job as vegetable gardeners is to feed and sustain soil life, often called the soil food web, beginning with the microbes. If we do this, our plants will thrive, we'll grow nutritious, healthy food, and our soil conditions will get better each year. This is what is meant by the adage, feed the soil, not the plants. That is amazing.
Well, it's true. It's just, I use a technique called sheet mulching. That's certainly not something I came up with. Ruth Stout was an early proponent. Her books are out of print, but you can still get them, and they're very funny, among other things. But and then more recently, the book about lasagna gardening. And one of the reasons I do that here in the West, because it's typically dry, although I'm sitting here looking at a foot of snow right now on the ground,
much needed.
Is to create enough moisture, hold in enough moisture so that the micro herd, which we call it, all the soil food web of all the microorganisms.
I love that.
so that they can thrive and prosper and also remain closer to the soil surface. Because if I don't do that, I have to dig down a long way to find any worms or anything. They're trying to go where the moisture is. But the main thing too about the maintaining the micro herd is that these are the beings that have been recycling and decomposing all the organic matter on Earth. They've been doing it for, you know, billions of years, and they know what they're doing. So really all we have to do is help promote them and healthy conditions for them to thrive, and they'll really do what I like to call, they call it the heavy lifting for us. They'll help create a stable ecosystem, even if it's a small ecosystem like in your yard, and they'll maintain the balance of the pH of the soil. They'll keep disease and insect infestations at bay. So it really is a good example of working with nature. Sometimes that has become kind of a cliche, but working with your soil and leaving it better really is a way of helping keep things in balance and making it better.
And that's what it's all about, just making it better and feeling the love in the garden. We're going to have to take another break, but we're coming right back with Jane Schellenberger. For those of you who are listening, we are coming back. If you have any questions, if you really would like to talk to myself or to Jane, you can give us a call at 877-300-7645. When you do, I'm going to give you a $40 gift certificate that you can use for any of Arbico Organics products. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. We like it easy because it's EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And with me this hour is an amazing lady. I am so happy to have her on the show. She is lifelong gardener, publisher, and editor of Colorado Gardener Magazine, and she also has written an amazing book called Organic Gardener's Companion, Growing Vegetables in the West, Jane Schellenberger. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you, Sherry.
Let's talk about bugs. Let's talk about why insects are important,
yes.
And I know you also want to talk about pollinators.
Yes. I guess in related to gardening, I see two really important points just to make right off the bat about insects, and one of them is the fact that they pollinate plants, but the other one is that insects are the most basic building block of the animal food chain. So if we wipe out all the insects, pretty much the animal world, including humans, is going to collapse at some point. So, I mean, the old paradigm that I mentioned before was basically that bugs were bad, and so was fungus, and it just kind of looked at everything as pathology, and we need to clean everything up and sterilize everything so we can get everything to grow in a healthy way. And now we know that just isn't true, that they're by far more beneficial insects than there are pest insects. There's something like, I think, 250 different species of lady beetles or ladybugs, and out of all of those, there are only two species. One of them is the Colorado potato beetle that are actually pest insects. So The problem with using chemicals indiscriminately is that we're destroying all of the beneficial insects at the same time. And along with the soil microbes and earthworms and all the other larger critters in the soil, the insects above ground, they actually are keeping everything in balance. So a lot of vegetable plants, you might not see this so much in your garden because a lot of vegetable plants are biennials. They don't set seed the first year. You're reaping the benefits of the harvest before it actually goes to seed. But it's very important to have a lot of different kinds of plants in your vegetable garden, some herbs, maybe some flowers. Lavender is a great pollinator attractor for the sole purpose of bringing in beneficial insects. And pollinators are, I consider that a better beneficial insect. And the way that we need to attract these insects is actually by some pretty mass plantings. Like, don't just plant one lavender plant. It depends, of course, how much room you have. But if you plant 15 or 20, you have a lavender patch, that's going to attract a lot more bees because they have to figure out how to get into each plant and get the nectar and pollen. They have to learn it each time for each new plant. And if they already know it and they've got 30 plants, they're gonna come there and they're gonna let the other bees know about it. So that's one thing. An abundance of flowers that produce nectar and pollen over different times that, you know, bloom at different times of the season and for as long a period as possible. The other thing that's important is to have a shallow source of water. Shallow so that they don't fall in and drown. You can put little islands in your water source if you need to, or sloping sides. And then I've read that any yard that has at least 10 different species of plants is going to attract a lot more pollinators, and also places that have a little bit of a mess, you know, twigs, leaves. It's not just totally tidy, because that's where the insects are able to make their homes and hang out. And a lot of farms, when they were smaller, they had hedgerows and little wild areas around the crops, and that supported a lot of beneficial insects. And the way that conventional farming is done now, it's so precise that all of those wild edges are gone, and so there's just less and less habitat that's wild for insects and other animals too. And so it's important for us to see our individual gardens and yards as kind of part of this bigger continuum, and then if we have more and more yards where people are not using chemicals and are improving their soil, then we're recreating habitat, and that's really important. I guess the other thing to keep in mind is that when they sell chemicals, the concentration of the pesticide I've read can be as much as 25 times as that's allowed in agricultural use. So In our little individual yards, we can actually make quite a big difference if we look at it sort of like a series of dots that we can connect. So
what you're saying is so important, though, that when we don't really think of the bigger picture of that, as you say, with precise farming. We sterilize the soil. We sterilize the environment because we're only monoculturing. It's really not agriculture. What we're doing in our gardens is more polyculture, agriculture. And the idea that traditional growing makes more sense to have bio-oases and bio-habitats. We call them flowering habitats.
Yeah.
The same thing that you're talking about, where you plant something around your garden that, first of all, it's beautiful. It flowers all the time. It flowers at different times. So, as you say, there's something there that's always providing a nectar source for the beneficials and for the pollinators. And as you say, they are the vice and the versa as well. And then on top of that, what's lovely is that then you can harvest some of these things. You know, you can plant daikon radish, you can plant sweet alyssum, you can plant, all clovers and all sorts of things that you can actually harvest and eat and put, you know, on your table if it looks pretty. So
yeah,
I love this idea of, you know, going back to a way that not only does it make more sense environmentally, it also makes sense just from the beauty aspect.
That's true. And it's also, it's sort of like the underlying idea is that, as with the soil, you want to promote biodiversity. You want to have as many different species as you can, because the more diversity is, the more stable the ecosystem is going to be. It's just, we want to recreate that complexity that's sort of wiped out when, you know, if you have a new housing development and you have a lawn and a few junipers and, you know, maybe a shrub and a couple of trees, it's just not going to do it. I mean, when you think about insects have evolved along with plants over all these thousands of years, and their life cycles are kind of attuned to each other. So insects know when the plants they need are coming into bloom, and they'll just show up. It's a pretty miraculous process, really, when you think about it. And so now, if you know, they not only do they have to deal with chemicals, but there's a climate change you could throw into the mix. So some of these cycles are being disrupted. So
let's talk about these disrupted cycles when we get back from the break. I apologize for having to cut you off. For those of you who are listening, we're coming right back right after this break. We'll be talking some more. And we're going to talk about weeds as well. So don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is lifelong gardener, publisher, and editor of Colorado Gardener Magazine, Jane Schellenberger. She's also the author of Organic Gardener's Companion, Growing Vegetables in the West, which covers soil cultivation, plant selection, water, microclimates, and much more. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you, Sherry.
The last part of our show, it goes by so darn fast.
It does.
I know you have so much to talk about. We were talking about obstacles and, you know, what this whole idea of, you know, not only have we forget that we have changes in climate, you know, we, as you said, we have kind of messed up the environment, you know, with synthetics and the way we farm. And as you said, we've been like miners, where we dig out and take out and take out, and we never seem to want to replenish anything, and we move on to the next plot and leave everything behind kind of in a mess and destroyed. And I think it's so interesting that you said that, because I remember years ago giving speeches to very, very conventional farmers and saying, you know, guys, and they were there to hear about sustainable agriculture. It wasn't like, you know, I was brought in to scold them or anything. But the deal was that I would look out and I would say, now, every one of you guys, you know, you should be wearing those, you know how those miners wear those, it's like a headband around the head, and then there's a light on the end of it. I said, because, you know, the opposite of sustainable farming is digging and digging and, you know, pull out, pull out, pull out, and not returning the inputs. And so, you know, I think people really understood that whole mining concept, that the idea is that we want to work in concert with all of nature, with one another. It starts with us loving our own selves and taking care of our own selves. It's just that. That's the core level of everything. And from there, we take it out. And the other thing that I thought was really important about this last segment that you brought up was that, you know, since we've created some destruction here, and then you were talking about how we're going to add in a little this climate issue. I love the idea of all of us guarding together with an intention that's much bigger than that, that we're creating these corridors, as you were suggesting, for all of wildlife, so that, you know, not just the bad bugs and the quote-unquote good bugs, and that's quote-unquote bad as well, but, you know, think about all the other insects that don't plague our gardens, like the monarchs, and all the other migratory butterflies, that we're creating these little bio-oases for them to have a place to stop, because their habitat has been damaged. So, I know that these are things that are near and dear, and you talk about these in your books. I know that also you want to talk about weeds. So let's talk a little bit about weeds before we go, and then there's a couple of other things I'd like to talk about.
Sure. Weeds, well, there are a lot of different ways to deal with weeds, and, of course, the one that seems to be predominant in our culture right now is herbicides. We're just living in an herbicide-drenched world right now, and while these were marketed as being completely benign initially, those claims have proved not to be true. I mean, it seems all the time they're finding more and more problems with Roundup environmentally and in animal tissues, et cetera, et cetera. But instead of just dealing with a negative, there's a couple of ways to think about weeds. First of all, just like with pest insects, you know, the weeds actually do have a positive role in that they bring up a lot of minerals from deep in the earth. And what I do is whenever I harvest my weeds, I make a weed tea, which is really simple. I just put them in like a large plastic bucket or even a plastic trash can and add water and sort of make a kind of a sun tea out of the weeds. And then I use that on my vegetables. And it's incredibly mineral rich, and it's a great way to get some benefit from those plants. I do that before they go to seed, of course. But the other thing, it's important to get a jump on your weeds early in the game, early in the spring. Pull them when they're small. Use a little stirrup hoe. And then, of course, mulching is the easiest way to get rid of weeds. I use hay. You can use straw. And the idea is that if you don't allow the light to penetrate to the surface, a lot of weed seeds will not germinate. So if you're covering your soil with mulch, you can use a lot of chopped up leaves that you gather in the fall, and they're all free. Or I use flakes of hay because I grow hay here, and even though some hay has quite a few seeds, I don't get a lot of seeds of hay growing in my garden because the light is blocked. And at the same time, it is ultimately breaking down and adding nutrient to the soil, especially if it has some alfalfa in the hay. But so I can't stress enough how, convenient something like Roundup has been, and I know a lot of ornamental horticulturists embraced it at the beginning because you could just wipe out your lawn and add a garden, but there's just more and more evidence that these herbicides are in getting into the groundwater and having a lot more harmful effects than was once believed. In agriculture, herbicides are used more than any other plant. Weeds, they're just like, you know, something like dandelions also have been considered weeds. Every, you know, lawn services come and try and eradicate all of the dandelions. This is the major early food source for honeybees and other bees because they bloom early. Here it's like early April. And there are a lot of them, and that's what bees need. They need something early in the season, and they need them on a massive scale. So, it's just sort of a matter of reframing our attitude to the lot of things that we've considered pests, and learning their advantages and how we can make what they do have to offer work for us.
I mean, you point out, your point is well taken, that pest insects are just there to show us that they are the symptom of a poor fertility program. Weeds are the symptom of a poor fertility program. As I said, you know, weeds, they protect the soil, they stop erosion, they have profound root structures that bring up the nutrition for the plants. And so they serve a purpose. They are part and parcel of every part of life, and they really are our friends. They're not our enemies. And as you say, when you pull them and you can compost them, or as you said, I love this idea of making the tea. I think, you know, make the tea because you get the nourishment right off the bat there, and then you can, you know, compost what's left over.
Got vegetables really respond to that herb tea. It's quite amazing.
We have about a minute. Let's talk seeds, and then I would like you also to give us your message, what you would like to leave us with today.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch that last thing that you said.
Well, just a little bit about seeds. Why should we save our seeds, and why?
Save our seeds. Okay.
Yes, sorry.
No, that's okay. It's the phone line quality here, I think, out in the... So everybody used to save their own seeds and use them in their garden the next year. And as all these different seed companies started to see that they could do a better business by marketing to, say, the whole country rather than a regional area, they started producing more seed that was not regionally, I'm not saying this too well, but you want to have seed that is adapted to your particular environment. And that can happen just in, you know, a generation or two. That's why it's so important to collect and grow your own seeds. So you collect seed from your best tasting tomato and maybe from the first tomato to ripen. That means that you're going to have a seed that's going to ripen earlier, which is that's a big thing here because we have cool nights in the West, even in the summer. Sometimes, particularly the really tasty heirloom varieties, they ripen a lot later. So sometimes we're not even getting tomatoes until early September. So if you collect your own seed and you collect it from that first tomato to bear fruit,
you're
speeding up the process of adaptation. There's Norman, who owns Seed Trust, which is a regional Western seed company, has a great book all about seed saving.
Bill's been on the show. We're gonna have to say goodbye, Jane. Thank you so much, so much. And for those of you who are listening, make it a great, easy, organic gardening week.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.